We're going to keep this next story very short, and you're going to hear why. NPR's Robert Smith is at the Olympics, and something is driving him crazy.
When I go back to the hotel after a day of covering skiing, this is what I dream about. The yelling, the cowbell, more cowbell. Oh, the cowbell. It is a European tradition to clang these things to cheer on a skier, and after 14 days of the Olympics, I am begging you, less cowbell. Now, don't get me wrong, I appreciate a cowbell in a classic rock song. To quote the great Bruce Dickinson from the Saturday Night Live sketch,
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
But the album version of Don't Fear the Reaper was 5 minutes and 8 seconds long. The men's giant slalom competition lasted 3.5 hours. Okay, maybe it is just me, because everyone else seems to like it. And it does make sense. You can't clap with mittens on. But for some reason, when you have a cowbell in your hand, it is like you can't hear it anymore.
After 2 hours, does the cowbell ever get old to you?
No, but it probably gets really old to the people sitting in front of me.
You've seen them turn around and give you a look like, is she going to ring that cowbell?
I have got a lot of those looks, yes.
And it'd be okay if people just cowbelled for their own country. But no matter what flag you are skiing for, the cowbell tolls for thee.
I cheer for everyone.
Dru Vleeslegard is from Norway. Her cowbell is international.
If somebody's skiing from Sweden, what does it sound like? All right, if someone is skiing for Norway, what does it sound like?
Maybe it's because I'm trying to do radio interviews here that I'm more sensitive. Maybe I'm a cowbell curmudgeon. The skiers don't mind. When the slalom racer from Zimbabwe, Luke Steyn, came down, most of the crowd had left. He finished 61st, and yet a few cowbells made him feel like a star.
Even though like my legs felt like concrete, I could still hear the crowd cheering for me, which is great.
See, for some, just the right amount of cowbell. Robert Smith, NPR News, Sochi.